for alternative. Only on Indy 101.5 CIOI.
Hey there, Blues fans. This is Nisi from Detroit, Michigan. And you are grooving to Blues Source International with Ken Wallace. Dig it.
From Motown, we've got that powerhouse singer, Nisi. She delivered some solid rock and blues from her new album, Queen of the Hill. We've got Leave It All Behind, the title track, Queen of the Hill. And then Willow Tree, three cuts from Nisi on Blues Source International.
Journey called life, baby. It's all about the change. Everything I once knew, it's time to rearrange. I know you're gonna miss me, so keep me in your mind. There's no looking back. Gonna leave it all behind. The chains that bind me, such a heavy cross to bear. The past no longer haunts me. It's time for truth or dare. I know you're gonna miss me, so keep me in your mind. There's no looking back. Gonna leave it all behind. Everything is wrong. Nothing seems right. It's time for me to go, disappear into the night. There's no looking back, gonna leave it all behind. We'll be right back.
queen of the hill. I'm queen of this hill. Don't need no Prince Charming riding up on his steed. His advice I just don't need. And if he wants to kick it, he can feel free. Long as he knows I just gotta be me. I do my own laundry, I pay my own bills, my house is my cat. I'm queen of the hill.
Sway like a willow tree.
sway, sway.
DC from Queen of the Hill. Well, if there's a King of the Hill, it's certainly got to be Buddy Guy from Chicago way. The iconic blues man who wears a polka dot shirt and plays a polka dot guitar. His new album is called The Blues Don't Lie. We've got Blues Don't Lie, Symptoms of Love, and Well Enough Alone. Buddy Guy, great blues man, coming to you right now.
Whether you're ready or not,
whether you're ready or not,
like a thief in the night, gonna steal the last cent you got. There's nowhere to hide, and the blues don't lie. Daddy died at 67. So I went to San Francisco to forget about the pain. Sonny boy went to Little Rock, said it was going home to die. Sonny boy told the truth, and the blues don't lie. Say that again. The blues don't lie. Sonny boy told the truth, and the blues don't lie. Shop. Paid a man a dollar and a half, and they tore the Rigger Theater down. It's not coming back. No, the years go flying by, and I tell you the blues don't lie. I said, the blues don't lie. Sonny boy told the truth. The blues don't ever lie. Just keep on living. If your love leave you, that's the blues. If you get sick, that's the blues. If you lose your job, that's the blues. If you don't have any money, damn right, that's the blues. that I've done, I know. I think I better go back home. Across the mojo hand with a black cat bone, I should have left well enough alone.
From the Blues Don't Lie, from the UK and in Portugal. This band is really rocking it up, the Starlight Campbell Band. The album is called Live 2. We're going to spin Language of Curiosity, and then we're going to have a chat with the Starlight Campbell Band.
Good work out to Steve. This is the title track, Language of Curiosity.
Crazy dream.
Campbell Band has a brand new album out. It is Live number 2, and we are thrilled to have Susie Starlight and Simon Campbell join us, both of them, 2 for the price of 1. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
Well, number 1, how did you two guys get together? You've performed in as a duo and a band, and I think it's got to go to Susie on this one, but whoever wants to take it, go.
I agree with you, Ken. And in a short story, we accidentally fell in love. We had individual lives. We were both independent people. We met, we had mutual respect for each other. And then somewhere in the music, we fell in love. And so we both knew that we'd met each other's soulmates. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime moment. And it was later in life, and it was a beautiful and also hard thing, but you know what? We have had the last 10 years of adventure, of love and loss and joy and pain. And do you know what? We are alive and we're learning. We are human and we're conscious and we love everybody.
From what I've read, you guys are based in both Manchester and Portugal. How does that work?
Well, we are originally from Manchester because, well, I'm from Manchester, and Susie moved up there, and she considers herself, rightly so, as a Mancunian. You know, she was,
of course.
You know, she was working up there a long time. Our hearts are still really in Manchester, but our minds and our souls are in Portugal because we decided to move here following Brexit, because Brexit, when the UK left the European Union, Susie and I decided to stay in Europe, and we were allowed to do so, but we had to choose a country where we were going to be resident. So Portugal was a no-brainer, really, because, you know, it's not as expensive as some of the rest of Europe, and the people are absolutely amazing.
Welcomes artists.
But yeah, it welcomes artists. The weather's fantastic, and we live within, you know, like 35 minutes of the international airport in Lisbon. So to get anywhere is really easy, you know.
And also there's a depth of tradition and history with Portugal that goes back centuries, which I think that culturally we could relate to. So the Portuguese teach us something about their culture in terms of many hundreds of years. And we can come into this scenario going, hey, we'll learn your language and we're humble in the sense of, what do you do and what do you value and what is it that you sing about and what is it that you care about? And so this is our last 10 years. We've actually been on a complete quest for
truth and honesty.
Truth, yeah. throughout the world, whether it's America, Canada, or Europe, the world.
It's a live recording. Where was this recorded?
Well, the problem with live recording is that you've got to find a venue which has the facilities to do individual tracks. So in other words, you can record each individual microphone. And in certainly in the UK, it's quite limited. So we recorded all these in the UK. But we were very fortunate that we had some great engineers and people. So we recorded them in Oldham, which is in the north of England, near Manchester. Bury, which again is near Manchester. So those two venues are the ones that we used to record the records.
And do you approach a live performance that you know is going to be recorded any differently than just a normal live gig?
I think they forget about it because, I mean, it's a... You can't actually, if you start thinking about any mistakes or, you know, things.
What is a mistake?
Yeah, what is a mistake anyway?
I mean, don't believe in that.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
I don't believe in that.
And it's, I think you just sort of get on with it. And when we're on stage, as soon as we get on that stage and in front of people, I think we forget everything except for the music and the people that were entertaining, you know? Yeah.
And we get in this love circle. We all get together in this place and it's like, and then we take off and who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what we love about the live gigs. We commune.
And the two of you do a lot of writing together. How does that work? And how do you, does one of you do lyrics, one of you do music, or do you cooperate on everything?
Well, let's just start off with saying I write all the best lyrics.
Thank you. I was leading into that.
There's always a healthy competition with us, and we're always like every day of our lives. We're always like noting things. We're listening. We're like snouty rabbits. We're like always like just when a word or a phrase hits us, because we're storytellers, and what our job is to bring us together in the life that we have now, not before, and not yes, there's hope for tomorrow, but it's now. And this is our job. So this is what we do. And we have a healthy spar, you say?
Yeah, competition.
Competition.
Because, yeah. I mean, I think the thing is that we write individually, lyrics and music, and also we write together. So it just depends what happened. Like yesterday, I just happened to, you know, I came up with a new song and I did the whole thing. I did the lyrics, did the melody. But Susie also does the same thing. All of a sudden... One day she'll come up with that. But when it comes down to the final thing, we collaborate. And I'm not even putting this in the same league as Lennon and McCartney, but that is sort of what they did. That, you know, Paul McCartney came up with something. He presented it to John Lennon, and John Lennon would critique it and adjust it, and then the other way around. And that's sort of what we do. So it's either individually or together, yeah.
But I would say that I do spar with Simon quite intensely, and it's like, and there is no... There is no suck up in that way, you know. We're totally honest with each other. I mean, I woke up this morning and I've got this riff, or there's two bars that from the new song that Simon's written. I just said, I woke up and I said, your song is echoing around my mind as I wake up this morning. This was literally this morning. And it soothes my soul. And I just said, baby, we need to do this song and not overproduce it. And it's like, and it was just such a, I felt melted and I didn't know what to say. But you see, we're on a journey. We're just trying to live each day the best we can, like everyone else.
Yeah.
And on live too, they're all originals except for one song that just blew me away when I started to hear the Peter Gunn, Shaking All Over. And you know, I thought, what a fun song! It just reflects what I think I'm seeing in you people. You enjoy being on stage and you enjoy playing music.
Well, I think that the thing is with that, I mean, Steve, our drummer, always...
Steve Gibson.
Yeah, Steve Gibson, he's our drummer in Starlight Company. He's a fantastic guy. He's a fantastic drummer. And in that song, I always speed it up. So from the Peter Gunn thing at the beginning, I started off quite slow. And, of course, drummers hate speeding up because they think that, you know, they've done something wrong or whatever. But I'm pushing him to speed up to go into Shaking Oliver. But, yeah, it was – and Johnny Henderson, who was playing keyboards on that, he'd never played it before. All we did is I you know, we just sort of decided to do it as an encore, and it was like we just did it and started it, and that was it. But you can probably gather by the sound of it. I mean, you know, we play pretty loud. You know, the guitars are loud. It's all feeding back, and it's a lot of energy to the performance, I think.
It was almost like you threw a gauntlet down and said, "Okay, guys, keep up with me."
That's right. Well, that's exactly what happened.
Can I just say, thank you very much. That's exactly how I feel. So whenever I walk out onto the stage as a bass player with this man, this is what we get. Yeah. This is what we get. It's like, who knows what's going to happen?
Well, so what happened for you guys during the pandemic? Like, I assume you were shut down like everyone else for quite a while.
Well, we were. I mean, it was pretty crazy because we were doing a tour in the UK and we came home in January. Because by that time we were living in Germany. And when we got to Germany, everything shut down. And it was incredible because we record together. So our drummer's in the UK, Steve's was in the UK. So we couldn't finish the last studio album, which is The Language of Curiosity, which came out last year. And we just couldn't finish it because, you know, we couldn't finish the drums and stuff. And we were like... I don't really know about Harry Potter, but, you know, there's these Cornish pixies that get sort of
suspended.
And they
we
get
were like
stopped.
Cornish pixies.
Yeah, just floating around.
We couldn't do any more mischief.
But what we did do in that time, we were writing, and I think that The Language of Curiosity ended up being a more interesting and disparate album because of that. It was because it was recorded and written over such a long period of time, you know. So, but it was very difficult because, you know, we couldn't play live. And of course, we make a lot of money out of the live performances. But yeah, but we survived. We got some great fans, great supporters.
And we survived the virus.
Yeah, we did.
So things are starting to open up here in Canada. We got festivals going on, outdoor festivals, bars are opening. How were things happening for you guys over there? Is it opening up?
Yeah, it is. I think everything is pretty. Even during the pandemic, I mean, you know, the Portuguese have a certainly more relaxed way of dealing with things. It has been bad. It's like been bad everywhere. But yeah, I mean, things are opening up. And over the last summer, there's been an awful lot of festivals because there's festivals here. Like, you can, on a weekend during the summer, you can go to three or four locally. They're everywhere, you
Ken,
know.
It's in the most amazing place to live. And I say, in all respect, there's something about this place that, and I think that there's a Canadian link, and I'm just not just saying that because you're Canadian, but there's something going on that there's the wisdom of the tradition of the culture, not the tradition, not the invented tradition, but the lived tradition that is keeping everyone going.
Yeah,
and it's that under it's the real. It's the real force. It's the real love. It's the real family. It's the real connection of community that we are so privileged to, because we've moved to an area where there are no other British people. I mean, we are on our own here.
Yeah.
And you know what? We've been absorbed. Well, not absorbed, I say. That's a weird thing to
say.
Absorbed, but we've been welcomed in and hugged and loved and nourished and cherished, even though because there was no language that we can learn because the schools are closed during COVID.
Yeah.
And I've got to say that the Portuguese are a most beautiful and sublime and ancient and futuristic race. They're ancient and futuristic, all in one soup.
Yeah.
The Caldo Verde, which is the great soup of Portugal, the Caldo Verde, which is the green soup.
Yeah.
It is. It feels that.
So do you guys have any plans on touring North America? That's my most important question. I'd love to see you.
Okay. Book us a tour. We'll be there.
Well, we do. Yeah, I mean, we are. We went across to the USA earlier this year went to the Blues Awards. And we did...
In Memphis.
Yeah.
We were in Memphis for a week.
Yeah, we did a lot of research there and stuff. And we're certainly looking to come over. Canada is somewhere we haven't investigated yet, but we will be doing, because, of course, if you're North America, Canada's the next step. So, we would very much like to play in Canada.
Ken, also, my parents, when they were younger, when we were a young family, wanted to emigrate to Canada.
They did.
We could have been neighbours.
I know. But also, my younger sister's son had the same dream. Now, what is that about the fact that there's some kind of pull? So, And I remember when I was a young media student, I interviewed the chap that used to play the Mountie on the South. What's his name? There was a Mountie series. Sorry.
In the UK. I can't remember what it was.
It was in the UK, but it was about a Canadian Mountie. And I remember interviewing this lovely man who'd released an album, and we had so much fun. And it was like, and I said to him, oh, my parents, I could have grown up in Canada if only, you know, my parents had moved one click.
So most importantly, where can our listeners get a hold of your album?
We're all over the internet. And so if you put Starlight, that's S-T-A-R-L-I-T-E, not like G-H-T, but it's I-T-E, Campbell, you'll find us.
Campbell.
Yeah, we're in Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We've got quite a comprehensive website, starlight-campbell.com. We're everywhere. So you come and check the music out, and if you like it, please buy it. You know, we've got vinyl, we've got downloads, we've got CDs,
we've got
T-shirts,
we've got mugs.
Everything.
I would certainly encourage people not only to buy live too, but to buy a few other of your albums, because they are all very, very good.
Thank you.
A beautiful man. Thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you and a pleasure chatting with you. And I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ken. You're a great guy.
I've seen you.
thanks to Susie Starlight and Simon Campbell. Great music from across the way. That wraps up this hour of Blue Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. We will catch you again next week.